This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Let's talk today about the Society of Professional Journalists, which is kind of struggling to update its code of ethics. And Lisa, maybe could you just briefly explain why this is so important that the SPJ is updating this code of ethics?
Well, this is the code of ethics that is pretty much the standard in most newsrooms, probably the best known, and it has guidelines for under the headings of seek truth and report it, minimize harm, what else? Act independently and be accountable. And so it hasn't been revised since 1996, and now they're trying to update it to better reflect the changing media environment.
Yeah, especially online journalism, right, Jasmine?
Right. That's becoming more we're seeing more and more online places for news. So they're trying to update it for online news gatherers.
Why do you think that should be any different than something that's broadcast over the airwaves or is printed in a newspaper?
You know, I honestly don't feel like there should be a huge delineation between broadcasters and print and online. So as I was looking through this list of edits for online reporting, I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I think that the news gathering standards, no matter what the platform, should be sound. But it sounds like from this article we read about it, what may have precipitated it was that the traditional journalists are being influenced by non-journalistic bloggers and sites like BuzzFeed or what was another one mentioned, Gawker. For example, I guess an example that comes to mind is when traditional news outlets start publishing rumors that they might see on non-journalistic websites without checking them out. So I think the implication is that the standards are coming down with the competition with these other sites.
And I imagine this is largely because, a newspaper might print once or twice a day. Broadcasters have certain set times for newscast. But with online journalism, it can be updated as soon as you come across something.
Right. Which means you can get it wrong plenty of times, too.
And if you're not following journalism, ethical guidelines.
Mm-hmm, right. And the thing is, traditional media outlets are getting trumped by online news bloggers. But does that mean that we need to change our ethics to be seen more? I do have a problem with that. I think we're lowering our standards.
You said there were some changes that really surprised you. Can you give an example or two?
Yeah. For example, under minimize harm, they say ethical journalists treat sources, subjects, and colleagues, and they added and members of the public as human beings deserving of respect. Journalists should. Well, they've gotten rid of be cautious about identifying juvenile suspects or victims of sex crimes. They deleted that. They also deleted be judicious about naming criminal suspects before the formal filing of charges. They deleted balance a criminal suspect's fair trial rights with the public's right to be informed. I believe those should be in there. And that's something that I've been preaching to my students in broadcasting is that, you have to be careful about identifying juvenile suspects. You don't typically identify a victim of a sex crime there are always circumstances that you might have to, but typically you don't. And they've deleted those entirely out of this ethics, on this code of ethics. I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that, I hope I'm not generalizing, but I would think many bloggers would be the first to scream about First Amendment rights and free speech, et cetera, and yet they're willing to waive someone's the right to be considered innocent until proven guilty, it sounds like, based on what you just said.
Yeah, well, after they deleted all of this, was consider the long-term implications of the extended reach and permanence of online publication. Provide updated and more complete information when appropriate. So what that says to me is that you can name people, but if you name them and later something comes about it, you better update it. But the thing is, it does last on the internet forever. So people can see those old stories and maybe they don't see the new one. So I do think that's maybe a misstep on their part.
Another criticism has been the issue of transparency and reporting. One of the guidelines in the old code was to avoid undercover methods of reporting, and it said that use of such methods should be explained, and that line now, the use of such methods being explained, has been deleted. So if you are, even though they are still saying avoid undercover reporting, they're not advising you to explain it. And I think that you should always level with the readers and explain your techniques.
Yeah, I mean, there are cases where undercover reporting has been beneficial. It is something probably you want to avoid, but if you do need to go undercover, the audience, I would think, certainly deserves an explanation of why you took that approach to that story. And it sounds like that is being removed from the code now.
Transparency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they also deleted the stipulation that that if you reenact or stage a news event, it used to say if reenactment is necessary to tell a story, label it, and they've crossed that out. So you might be seeing a reenactment, and now it's not labeled.
Wow.
So why do you feel the Society of Professional Journalists is kind of bowing to people who really don't want to follow any rules or any guidelines for ethics in the craft that they're practicing? And perhaps I should use that rather loosely with some of these online bloggers that they're practicing a craft.
I feel like they're playing catch up with what's already happening out in the field. I mean, that might be what's happening here. Because maybe, people are lowering standards, and maybe they're seeing that and going, okay, well, we better catch up to it. But again, I don't think that it's something that you do. I think you raise the bar when it comes to what we do.
Yeah, it sounds like you're willing to lower the standards because these are the types of sites that maybe are getting a lot of hits right now. So we all want to make sure we're holding on to our audiences. But should we be, like you say, Jasmine, should we be lowering our standards in order to hold on to an audience?
I mean, I hope I'm not overgeneralizing here, but that's how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
I think that and we should emphasize that this is just a draft at this point that's been posted so that people can give feedback. It's not been adopted. So people who think that the standards are going downhill can still have their say.
So they have my feedback now.
All right. And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.